you very much just being here to raise our voice to praise you, Father. You're present in this room. You watch our service. So I pray that you would please when we worship you. Everything we do for your glory, Father. And I also pray the Holy Spirit will be with me to use your word, to share your word, and just from your word only. I pray that the Holy Spirit will be in the heart of the people in this room, can hear your voice and apply the lesson for their life. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Prayers deserve priority. Recently, LifeWay, you know, LifeWay is the division of our Southern Baptist Convention. They did a survey with all the churchgoer Americans, churchgoer in America. So most of them indicate they pray every day. How many of you pray every day? Sit in this room. Okay, most of you. So somehow you reflect the most of American people who are the church. But reality, many of the people do not pray. A lot of people, they attend to pray, or they have the option to pray when the need arises. But if the need not arise, they not pray. So it's always pray as a last resort. It means when you hit the end of the rope or the end of the row or when you face a challenge in your life and then you pray. It's just like most of the people. Or even the people who pray, do pray, they would admit they need to strengthen the quality of their praying, which means the attitudes with which they pray in the depth of their confession to God. So what exactly the attitude when they pray? And they recognize they need that. But remember, if you go back to the Bible, prayer is a gift from God. And he used the prayer to build godly character in us and to deepen our relationship with him. His desire, or he desired we make earnest, humble praying as a daily discipline. So that reason why I'm very, very touched when I listen to the song, I will trust you when the wall is not split, you know, but I pray you would make it happen. When the mountain is not moved, I pray you would make the mountain move. So it's me, not the challenge in life. Okay. So how can we strengthen our discipline in daily prayer? The passage in the book of King, 1 King, when you read chapter 8, it's very much, very, very famous prayer if you study on the prayer in the Bible. So Solomon, his dedication, the temple, you can recognize his discipline in prayer. And hopefully we learn from his prayer to apply to our own life. And we would find out there are four reasons that prayer deserves priority. Okay? For reason. Because we pray because God is faithful. Because he listens to the prayer. He responds to the prayer. And everyone can pray. You know? It's not just the Israelite people, but everyone. Hopefully, when we go through Solomon prayer and the song about, you know, when the mountain move and not move, and I pray you would do it, when the water not split, you know, someday when you face the challenge in life and you pray to the Lord and the Lord would split the water for you because he's faithful, he listens, he responds, and he expects us to pray. So let's go one by one. God is faithful. I only pick few verses to demonstrate the point. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heavens of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this temple which I have built? Yet regard the prayer of your servant and his supplication. O Lord my God, and listen to cry and the prayer which your servant is praying before you today. Solomon, when he dedicated the temple, he wanted the people to understand, or at least God to understand him, that the temple cannot contain God. Because God Almighty, he, the King of all kings, so no structure on the world can contain him. Okay? But one thing he recognized, O Lord my God, and listen to the cry and prayer which your servant is praying before you. Because God listened. Because listen, a lot of people, you know, if you didn't study this passage, a lot of people, I'm listening to a lot of complaining, like, God won't listen to me. Okay? I haven't exactly been the sad. Because I'm a sinner, so maybe my prayer, God would not listen. Another people may thinking, because God is just so great, because God is infinite, so he's not connected to me or to us. He's not concerned about personal situation. But however, based on this passage, Solomon advising us that God invites to come before the throne of grace, before him at the time of need, especially when the time of need through Jesus Christ, because we are the believer in Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, we, as coward as the righteous, so we have the right to come to God to pray in the time of needs. The book of Hebrew, chapter 4, verse 16, reminding us very much we need to submit to him as our perfect high priest. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, find grace to help in the time of need. So if suddenly, you know, your life goes so smooth, but remember, if anything, beginning of the day or anything when you have some concern, the Bible reminding us, come to him and pray. A couple of days ago, you know, I have a habit very much every day in the morning. I get up early, you know, take a shower, and then I pray devotion and pray. And of course, by 7:30 or 8 o'clock, you know, I'm hit the road, go to church or do something. And I drive, if you know my house, I drive to I-10 West. And then I usually take the Bell 8, go south. And I think it's, you know, this morning, in the morning I pray, you know, God protect me, keep me safe wherever I'm traveling. Okay? So roughly when you travel on I-10 about Gessner Road, I saw one of the trucks pull the wagon full of stuff. And suddenly something in me said, something is not right with the wagon. And I suddenly, when I get to my West Bell, before I get on Bell 8, suddenly the wagon kept swing. Okay? Very, like, few degrees. But when I get to Bell 8, you know, go up to the ramp, and it swing wildly. And the truck kept, like, do the 360 degree, and the wagon pop loose. And a lot of cars right behind the truck, like, very much hit the wagon. But because by the time when I get to Gessner, suddenly something says something is not right with this wagon. The truck put in the wagon. So I'm very much like slowing down and get behind another truck. And I get on Bell 8 too. So it ended up the wagon hit the truck and some other car, but I'm completely safe. So all I have to do is just back it out and get on I-10. The reason I'm telling you this story, because I know in the morning when I pray to the Lord, he listened to my prayer. And of course, when he listened to prayer, he responded to the prayer even before we plan anything. So he listened. He listened to the cry and prayer which your servant prayed before you today. So I advise you in the morning, Before you start the day, pray to him. But again, God responds, verse 38, 39, whatever prayer, whatever supplication is made by anyone or by all your people Israel, when each one know the plague of his own heart and spread out his hand toward the temple, then hear in heaven your dwelling place and forgive and act and give everyone according on his way, whose heart you know. For you alone know the heart of all the Son of Man. So the first reason probably I already skipped because God is faithful. The second is God listens. But it's so important. He listens to your prayer, but he always responds to the prayer. Just like I tell the story. What if in the morning, I know he always protects me, but it's always to have the comfort in the morning I pray, and throughout the days, he protected me. So sometimes I think back, only a few days, like 1 week, something like that. You know, why in the world I'm follow that track, and why in the world suddenly something said, something is not right. Slow down and move back. Why? So I know when I'm working on this sermon, so I know he responded to my prayer. He very much, he didn't say it, but it's just, you know, something in you kept slowing you down. Sometimes when you look back in your own life, you know, you pray in the morning or noon or the afternoon. So many things going on around you when you travel or something going on around you when you're at work. God responds, but sometimes you don't even know his response. And sometimes we just say, oh, I'm lucky. My goodness, I'm lucky because I move behind this car and then, you know, I'm kind of slowing down and suddenly the accident happened and then nothing happened. But anyway, when you study about the prayer about God, you would find out he listened to your prayer, he responded to your prayer, and based on the heart of you, your heart, when you pray. God promised Solomon he would listen and act upon humble repentance person prayer. In the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then I will hear the heaven, I will hear from the heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. So he's talking not only just individual, but also for the whole nation. So part of the prayer, of course, you pray for yourself. You pray for your family. You pray for the community, for the church. But also remember, pray for the nation. If you read the news lately, a lot of things going on, even in America. So in your prayer, make sure to include the nation, okay? America. Because a lot of things going on. Because it says they will forgive the sin and heal their land. Some of you study, watch the news. A lot of things going on. A lot of hardship going on in the heartland, in the farmland, agriculture. And a lot of, you know, because we have the tax war going on. And we have a lot of division going on. And we got a racism going on, and we have a lot of fake news going on. Up the point, you don't know which one is real, which one is not real. It's coming down to the root cause because the heart of the people. Some of you just, it's some sad news, and people just act like nothing happened between husband and wife, break down the family, and even in schooling system, and even up to the point now, you know, certain things we have freely to express our opinion, but right now we not even express our own opinion on the issue because it's so lopsided. It's coming down to the heart of the people. And the Bible said, call on his name, humble themselves, pray and seek his face, turn away from the wicked way, and he will hear from the heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. So we can pray to the Lord about anything that afflicts or concerning us, because he will respond by forgiving and acting to help us. And right now, yeah, we pray for ourselves, we pray for the community, but right now we also need to pray for the nation. Solomon, he knows everyone can pray. Verse 43, here in heaven, your dwelling place, do according to your own for which the foreigner come to you, that all people of the earth may know your name and fear you, as do your people Israel, that they may know that this temple which I have built is called by your name. Remember, we have to go back to the background a little bit. When Solomon, he did the prayer, the Israel people, they're thinking about, they are the chosen people. So only the Israel people, the chosen people, can pray to the Lord. But Solomon, with the great vision from God, he said, for which the foreigner come to you. It means everyone on the earth, not just the Israelite can pray, but everyone on the people on the earth can pray. Solomon knew God promised Abraham, if you study in the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 3, when God promised to Abraham, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the family of the earth shall be blessed. So from the promise of blessing to Abraham, and that blessing also be for all the people in the earth, it means you and I also have that blessing also. Okay? So by understand this, by understand Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, it says, I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you. And through you, all the people would have the blessing. So give us the comfort. We somehow need to figure out a way, share the gospel, share the love of God to other people. And don't worry about how they respond. Okay? If they bless you, happy with you, the Lord will bless them. If you share the gospel, if the people curse you, the Lord will curse them. Because our job is to share the gospel, share the love of God. Okay, share the gospel of Jesus Christ to the people. And if they accept, great. The Lord will bless them. But they reject and curse you, great too. The Lord will curse them. So you don't have to worry about that. So what he meant is, the Lord prayer, or we pray to the Lord for on the earth people. So he appealed to the Lord, also hear the prayer of non-Israelite, it means on the people. The Lord desired everyone to know him and live in the right relationship with him through Jesus Christ's work on the cross. So that reason why Peter, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not lacking or slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should become to repentance. So by understand the promise from God in the Old Testament or through Solomon prayer, we would understand the impact of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is God. Okay, coming down to this earth, dying on the cross because on our sin. And the Bible also said, whoever believe in him have everlasting life. So the encourage from Peter is very much for us, like the people cannot be perished, but somehow we need to bring them to Jesus Christ so they can be repents of their sin. And by believing Jesus Christ, they have everlasting life. And that's the best gift or the best blessing we can give to them, so the Lord can bless them. So when we do this, we would also find, as Solomon, the prayer need to be in our life. The prayer deserves priority in your life. So if you pray every day, pray, continue to do so. Pray for yourself, for your family, for your community. Your community, it can be work, can be church or neighborhood. And also remember, pray for the nation, so the Lord can heal the land. Okay? But some of you, you only pray once a week, and I encourage you, pray every day. And when you pray every day, or you pray, sin is to write down on the book, in your notebook, today I pray about what? Something. So at least when the Lord prayer, when the Lord answers your prayer, you can verify. I have the notebooks, so I'm just write down, okay, pray for safety for today. So by intentionally write down, I would remember. If something happened, you get the blessing, I say, oh, he did this. So I pray for each one of you. Okay, I pray for the wedding coming up between Sumo Yuen and Kung. I pray for the wedding coming up for Tam and Hoi. Okay, pray for the camp, just about everything. I pray for Hibachi and all the kids. Okay, Travis and all of that right there. So at least something, you know, when they receive the blessing or when they... the Lord answered the prayer and say, okay, checklist. So by the end of the year, you would have the list that says, okay, every time. You know, when I pray, some prayer, God answered right away. Within a few hours or day, certain prayer, it may take a month. Certain prayer, it may take a year. And certain prayer, I write down, I pray every day. Let me see, 20 years now, it's not happened yet. But faithfully, I'm still praying. But I know because the time is not come yet. So I encourage you to do that. Have a notebook so you can write it down. So when you go back, reflection, and you can count the blessing. It's just like count the blessing every day, but you don't remember the blessing. How do you count? Okay, do so. So why prayer deserves priority? Because God is faithful. He listens. He responds. And everyone can pray. Let us stand up so we can read this. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 together. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked way, then I will hear from the heaven. I will forgive their sin and heal their land. How do we personalize this verse? If Cheryl, if God's people, called by God's name, humble myself, pray and seek his face, and turn away from my wicked way, and God will hear from the heaven and will forgive my sin, and heal my land, or our land, or heal America. Okay, let's personalize it and read. Okay. Okay, so put out Gerald, you put your name there, okay? Okay, Michelle, you put your name there. Let's read together and put your name there. When you see my name, it means God's name, calling God's name. Okay, God's face. Okay. Okay. Sound good? Amen. Let's pray. And Father, we thank you very much because we understand prayer deserves priority. So I pray the Holy Spirit in each one of person in this room, hear your voice and put the prayer or pray life every day so they can pray every day in their daily life. So they can see the impact of blessing. So they can count the blessing. because they experienced the blessing through that prayer. May God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit will be with everyone in this room. Apply the lesson today. Prayer deserves the priority. Start from today and every day of their life. Amen.